with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Breaking news with two major stories that we're following for you tonight. A shutdown of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has now gone into effect. That includes the TSA, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations like those seen last year are less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, but TSA officers are required to stay on the job without pay during the Homeland Security shutdown that started at midnight. Experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on. Also, police activity reported 2 miles from Nancy Guthrie's home in Tucson as a warrant has been served at a home. At least 4 people have been detained, 3 at that home and 1 in a vehicle in connection with the investigation. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says the scene is connected to the Guthrie case and no more information is available. President Trump was at Fort Bragg yesterday in North Carolina, remarking that the Special Forces soldiers who went into Venezuela and emerged with President Nicolas Maduro was to be commended.
Last month, we proved this truth once again when some of our greatest soldiers right here to ever live, frankly, successfully captured the outlaw dictator of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, and brought him back to face American justice, where he's now right now waiting. And that was an amazing night.
The president also said a change in power in Iran would be the best thing that could happen as the U.S. administration weighs whether to take military action against Iran. California Attorney General Rob Bonta wants to know why families in the historically black neighborhood of West Aldenita didn't receive orders during the Eaton fire last year.
The families forever changed because of the Eaton fire deserve nothing less than our full commitment to finding and sharing the truth.
This is SRN News. Alabama considers a law to protect churches.
The legislation would make disrupting a worship service of any kind a felony with a 10-year prison sentence attached. The bill is a direct response to last month's invasion of a church service in Minnesota by activists protesting President Trump's immigration policies. Republican State Representative Greg Barnes sponsored the measure and tells the Alabama Political Reporter, quote, "No one has the right to disrupt a church service." Michael Harrington reporting.
A Mexican pastor has been jailed for refusing to participate in a Catholic ritual. International Christian Concern reports that Pastor Mariano Martinez was locked up after declining to pray to a statue of a Catholic saint during a recent public celebration. He was in jail for 5 days and then local leaders let him out, but banished him from his village. He had to leave behind members of his family, as well as his small congregation as well. This is SRN News. It's a Super Bowl record that will likely never be broken. Jason Walker has more.
3 fans have attended every Super Bowl, all 60 of them. But 2 of these men say this year's Super Bowl might be the last time. Don Chrisman, Gregory Eaton, and Tom Henschel are the last remaining members of an exclusive club of people who have never missed the big game. But this year's Super Bowl was bittersweet. Chrisman and Henschel say advancing age and mobility issues mean this was probably their last trip. Eaton, though, plans to keep on going as long as he can. Jason Walker reporting.
Chris Paul has announced he is retiring from the NBA after a 21-season career that stacks up as Hall of Fame worthy. He shared the news at the Clippers Arena in Inglewood. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.